Tim Damon. Mr. Damon is the president and CEO of the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. We talk to Tim quite frequently, especially of business matters. And Tim, from my conversations with you, I learn business is as much as politics as it is producing goods and services. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. The Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce had reacted to Tuesday's elections. The chamber is urging the Lansing City Council to move forward with a more cooperative and collaborative approach with an emphasis on improving relations with Mayor Bonero. From that text, I sense that you think that there were some challenges with the last board.
Well, you know, I think there's no secret to that, Tony. I mean, I think you just look at the last 12 months alone, and we can go back farther, but there seems to be a deadlock in the 4-4. I know there's been a lot said about that, and, you know, I know that the Lansing State Journal sort of pegged four of them as being the obstructionist, and what we're hoping is we can kind of move beyond that, and that's what we're encouraging the two at-large incumbents that were reelected. And, you know, I think the new person, the new candidate there, Jody Washington, kind of an unknown, and hoping that she, you know, kind of through the campaign talked about transparency and really kind of being tired of the politics of city council, and you know, maybe she can come in with a fresh approach, a new perspective.
Well, the chamber had endorsed Rory Nooner and Thomas Stewart, and they made strong showings in the poll, but they still lost. So you're hoping that there's still going to be some common ground here.
Well, there has to be. I think when, you know, you look at Rory and Tom, and we knew, and they knew too, they had an uphill battle from the beginning. They started off with very little name recognition, and Rory had a very strong showing in the primary. And I tell you what, with the four candidates, Rory and Tom, both from the primary to the general election, had the greatest gains. Still didn't get him elected, but you know, we think that those two have a bright future. They're still young, both very bright candidates, and you know, our hope would be that they would be willing to take a look at maybe another run at city council some point in the future, if not other elected positions throughout the region here.
Well, and talking with Burl Swartz from the City Pulse, he said Rory Nooner was in position to make a strong run, but the last couple of weeks she wasn't out campaigning as hard as maybe she needed to be. As a matter of fact, she didn't even have a campaign party set up for election night.
Well, you know, we heard some of that, and that's not, in our communications with Rory, you know, we didn't see that, and I know there was a lot of speculation, you know, the last 24 hours there with that, and we're not certain where, you know, a lot of that came from, but I know Rory worked, she worked very hard, and I'm sure she was disappointed, but again, I think both her and Tom, they're very bright young professionals for our region, both 10 over the 10 recipients that the Chamber and Grand River Connection have honored, and we think they have a bright future in politics or outside of politics.
All right, Tim, when we talk about the board members who are back and who were reelected, Carol Wood and Derek Quinney, you, through this press release, hope that the city council will work with the mayor. Well, if you look at past history, there's been some challenges, so why would they change now?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Tony. That's a very good question. And, you know, what we're hoping is that, you know, and I actually on both sides, I think from the mayor's perspective and the administration and to the council, I think the communications need to improve. And we talked a lot about this as well, is that somehow the trust has been lost there over the last few years. And how do we rebuild and regain some trust? And what we're hoping is that the business community who stepped up and was very active in some of the campaigns this fall will continue to be engaged. And we think that's critical. We think it's very important that the business community can continue to push for this improved transparency and improved communications. The voters approved the sale of Red Cedar Golf Course. And, you know, I guess developers are going to have to ask themselves, are they willing to even come and look at an RFP when they know going before council, you could end up in a 4-4 deadlock? And, you know, we saw that recently with the Davenport and Oliver Towers.
Do you think that the Davenport deal, perhaps if not at Oliver Towers, can be saved and resurrected?
I don't know. I think Davenport, from what we've been told, is they've pretty much pulled the plug on that deal. But do I think that Oliver Towers could potentially be resurrected and developed in some fashion? I do. Again, I think it's going to come down to the process, though, and You know, I know that there was the debate back and forth on the RFP, and I know that LCC is still out there with their proposal. And so I do think it needs to be revisited for certain. But I think we've got to have a lot of people set aside personal feelings and their views and take into account what's best for this region, what's best for this city. And I tell you what, that hasn't happened. And that's the problem that we have on the council right now.
Well, Tim, and that's what's a little confusing and frustrating for me as a journalist to understand. When you have an entity like Davenport, whether they go to Oliver Towers or not, and talking with council members like Jessica Yorko, who said she's never even met anyone from Davenport. She's never talked to anyone. And then when I talked to Bob Trezise, and he says, the art of the deal, if you will, a lot of things are done behind the scenes before you make them public, before you notify city council. To me, it seems like there's not a collaborative relationship, that everyone needs to know and everyone needs to be on the same page. Everyone needs to support each other, much like a football program. And there's just dysfunction there.
Well, you used a term that some of the polling we did back in the summer, dysfunction, out of touch, uncooperative. Those are the three things that came out of it. And, Tony, I think it goes back to what we said earlier. It's the trust and communication. If you have trust, you can go to Councilwoman Yorko or others on that council and talk about deals if there's trust. And right now, there's not that trust and that ability to do some of that behind the scenes and closed meetings, share some of those developments and make sure that people are there. So I think it goes back to the communication and trust. And, again, part of us putting the release out yesterday is, we're willing to help. We've been willing to help. I think the business community is willing to help. And it's in the best interest of not only the city, Tony, but it's this region, and it reaches far beyond. Ray DeWinkle and the mayor are over in Japan now on some business recruitment trips. Brent Case, who's managing the Port Lansing and foreign trade zone for us, is just back from China on some air cargo visits over there. And so it reaches far beyond just our region here.
All right, Tim, final question for you. I'm going to let you be the Dr. Phil of business, if you will. Say you're sitting in a room and you've got a mayor here and you've got some city council members here and they don't like each other. But we need to find a way for them to start gaining trust, to start creating a relationship in which they can work together and try to accomplish the same goals. How do you change that culture?
Well, I don't know that I'm a good Dr. Phil, analyst here or example, but I think it sometimes, Tony, it comes down to this, and it's business. And this is what you've seen, you've seen it here in our region, and you've also seen it in other regions, and that is that when businesses are looking to grow and expand, if municipalities, mayor, council, other jurisdictions can't get along, that likelihood of that business going and leaving this region. And, we potentially saw that with General Motors a few years ago, and you looked what happened. So we have many examples of where we get in crisis mode here. This region is as good as any region in the country, they're coming together. So I think that's what we need to continue to keep in mind. At the end of the day, we need a positive economic climate that's going to continue to allow our businesses to grow and invest and create and job creation. And that, I would hope, would be enough to continue to have our elected officials, want to work through issues. Right now, we think that there's just way too many personal feelings involved in how folks are voting and whatnot.
Tim Damon is the president and CEO of the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. Tim, thanks so much.
Hey, Tony, you're welcome. Have a great day.